Right.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're on.
Good evening, everyone. Sorry for the late stuff that's been going on. Having a little bit of tech issues, but it is what it is. Anyway, tonight's quick episode on Patriot Nation Radio. We're going to be discussing a quick thing about the new RHS dress code that has been recently updated by our new principal, Dr. Dunning. But first of all, we're going to be doing a little bit of music from Avicii, Hey Brother. I'll see you guys in 4 minutes and 23 seconds.
Hey Brother.
For you to tell me a story.
Why do you have to go, Dad?
Promise. I'll be back in no time.
Hey guys, welcome back to this part of Constitutional Millennials, the Next Generation. Tonight's episode, like I said, is going to be a short update on the RHS dress code. Our new principal, Dr. Dunning, of course, he has updated the dress code for us. There have been minor changes. Some students and parents say that those changes are completely fine, and others say that that they aren't fine at all. I mean, I can understand where a lot of kids are coming from with this, and it has been ridiculous with how much stuff has been going on between us and the school. I mean, recently we had two or three fights that have been going on. I don't know. And then there was like a mock fight that has happened. Yeah, I cannot talk right today. And from what I know, how the dress code has changed, I mean, I can give you a few examples that have been changed. Let's see, if I remember correctly, one of the changes was that the dress code is where you can, no, they can't dress code you for the color of your pants. I mean, that should have been an obvious at first. I mean, who would want to dress code you for the color of your pants anyway? I mean, come on, that is really stupid. Ugh. I mean, it just screws me over so much with all this stupid bullshit. Let's see. All shorts and skirts must be no shorter than 4 inches above the knee. That's a stupid rule for some, but that's just me. Let's see. Jewelry should be... Nah. Anyway, like I said, that's one of the really stupid rules that have been there for a while. I mean, come on. They shouldn't be dress coding you for any type of color for your pants, my cat. And I've seen a lot of people been wearing sport shorts, athletic shorts, as others might call it. And I've seen some kids get dress coded for them, and others I have not. I guess you could say it's still a bit of favoritism in this school, because a lot of the admins in this school have almost completely given up with this crap. I mean, I can understand that because a lot of students have overwhelmed the teachers and administrators with all this stuff, but it's just still really ridiculous. I mean, another thing that also has changed has been they cannot dress code you for logos anymore, which was another surprise when I learned of this. Where is the updated dress code that I have? I should have pulled it up earlier. I mean, yeah, they shouldn't be dress coding you for logos anyway. Well, except if it were the sexualized and gang-related stuff. Student modified dress code. Shorts. Yeah, jean shorts is really stupid. I know they really updated all this crap. Why isn't this shit updated on the goddamn Ridgewood High School website? It's really irritating. I'm sorry. But another thing that they have changed is, I think ID badges was another thing they changed, but I think that has stayed the same for the beginning of the year. Go away, Anne. What's another thing that changed? I believe the color of your pants and the logo thing was the only thing that they couldn't dress code you for anymore. I mean, everything else is still the same, which I kind of find stupid in my opinion. But I guess that's admin-ship for you in the school. They still think that everything else is worth something to be dress-coded for. I think the other day, I saw someone being dress-coded for their short, I think there was like really torn up pants, which is understandable. And I mean, last week and the week before, I've been wearing athletic shorts and I've been wearing sweatpants and I have not been dress coded one single time in any of my classes. I mean, though I did get called out to room 111, which is the room where you need to go get changed and get stuff done for when the administrators give you stuff and write your referrals. But I refused to go last week because it was just a waste of time, for one, and it's just a waste of my precious learning time that I could be doing it in class. I mean, it was, I think, Tuesday last week, or Tuesday this week, that I was called down to the room 111 twice. First time was during third period, which was chemistry honors. I don't know what they wanted me down there for. I didn't go because I was in the middle of doing notes and preparing for a test that has been going on that our teacher has been, you know, preparing us for the 9 weeks. The second time that I had to do it was during fifth period, which I kind of faked going by going around the building, getting a drink, and then going to the bathroom, and then coming back to class. I mean, if I wouldn't have gone, the substitute that I had during fifth period, she would have called them and told me I wouldn't be going, but it's whatever. I mean, I still wouldn't be going anyway, because it's still just a waste of time, in my opinion. Just a lot of stupid shit that has been going on for the past long time, honestly. These administrators will never learn. Students outnumber administrators and teachers like 20-5, so that's kind of on their own hands, in my opinion. Anyway, guys, I'll be back within, 3.5 minutes with Breaking Benjamin, I Will Not Bow. I'll see you guys then.
Leave the lost and die.
Hey guys, welcome back. Anyway, like I said, shit has been really going crazy at this school. I mean, like I said, fights, dress coding, being pulled out of class. It's been happening to a lot of students from what I've known, and it has just been really, really, really crazy. I mean, it's just really tedious for a lot of the administrators. No, not tedious for the administrators. Tedious for the students just to be pulled out of class for something so small that they could be learning instead of being pulled out of class and losing their learning time. Learning time is important for the education that you need to graduate from school and get later on a job to help you provide and support yourself. It's been honestly really the craziest of weeks that we've been having at this school. Like, oh my God, it is really not even funny anymore. It's been really tedious and annoying for a lot of us. It's just, I honestly don't know how to explain this, but I know a lot of the parents are really upset at school too for how it's been happening with all the fights, the dress code, even for the smallest of things, for being even pulled out of class, or, for example, SRAs, which is school-related absences, if some of you didn't know that. A lot of the students have been getting those, even for ISS, OSS, and other things that have been driving a lot of the parents and students insane. I mean, I can understand that. I was almost placed in ISS myself because of walking out of class 5 minutes early. I mean, hello, I need to get to another class because I don't want to be trampled by like 50 billion other students while trying to get up the stairs. I mean, who doesn't? Guess we all have our things in common that we all share, like school, family, stress, anxiety, etc. I mean, we all have that, so. Anyway, like I said, Dr. Dunning, the new principal at the school, I mean, he's actually a really nice guy, to be honest. I personally talked to him a little bit when he was observing class, but I think he could change the dress code up a little bit or try to remove it completely. But that's just me, though, and I don't know if some of you will agree or disagree with me. You guys can always let me know by messaging me either on my Facebook page, Constitutional Millennials, The Next Generation, or you can message me on Facebook, whatever you think on what the school should do about it, too. I mean, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, right? It's part of the First Amendment, freedom of speech. And that freedom of speech should be kept either way. Some students during first semester have been dress coded. Like I said with dress coding, students have been dress coded for really stupid and very important things that has happened during school times. Like, for example, the Pulse nightclub shooting. That was back, what, I think before December, from what I remember, I think. It was either December or January. I don't remember. That was a little while ago. I know some kid was dress coded for wearing a Support Pulse nightclub t-shirt, and a lot of students and parents were very upset when it's been happening with all this stuff. I mean, also my friend Tyler, you all know Tyler, of course, Tyler Powers. He was dress coded for wearing a cancer survivor t-shirt, and even his own parents and other parents of students were very outraged when this happened. I mean, yeah, he survived leukemia twice. It was either leukemia or one other cancer, I forget, but it's whatever. The teacher didn't really understand the full thing at first, but maybe if they kind of discussed it, then they could have probably figured out something to try and mediate the solution and maybe try and change how things worked. But honestly, that's just how some of us have been discussing it here and there. There's still been a protest going on. It's been going on since the beginning of the dress code implementation. I mean, who wants this dress code removed? I mean, I do. I mean, I really don't like this dress code. It's been really irritating since it's really been pulling me out of class for the most amount of time, and it's been taking away my learning time. It's not even funny anymore. I'm sorry, people, but it's just a complete chore for the administrators to do this kind of crap. I'm sorry, but it's gone too far. I hope you guys enjoy this next segment of music from Linkin Park, In the End. See you guys in 3 minutes, 37 seconds.
It starts with one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I'm designed to try to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock ticks life away. So unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on. Didn't even know I wasted it all just to watch you. It all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. But in the end, it doesn't even matter.
One thing, I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. That in mind, I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property, remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory. I tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all, but in the end, it doesn't even matter.
I put my trust in you, pushed as far as I can go. For all this, there's only one thing you should know. I've put my trust in you, pushed as far as I can go. For all this, there's only one thing you should know. I've tried.
Hey guys, welcome back. Sorry about the little long segment. I mean, we have a little under 5 minutes left of this show, but hopefully we'll be able to get some things done here and there. But anyway, like I said, school has been really the most tedious thing for a lot of the students. I mean, yesterday we had senior blitz over at the college, PHSC. Sorry for the short second. Anyway, like I said, there's the senior blitz over at PHSC yesterday, and a lot of the students were missing today, a lot of the seniors anyway, and a lot of the other students I have seen today and for the past few days have still been dress coded, for really minor things. I mean, shoes I can kind of understand, but I don't understand how that's an aspect, in my opinion. I have seen multiple classmates of mine wear flip-flops or sandals in the morning and in the afternoon, and they have not been said damn shit to anything about it by the administrators. I mean, I'm sorry. Just people are going to drive you nuts. It is going to be one hell of the rest of the year for us in school and probably for next year as well. I mean, I have my younger sister coming in next year to this school. So if they were going to try and get antsy about my sister being dress coded for the tiniest of things or even for the biggest of things or for even stupider bullshit, I'm going to be raising some hell. No one, and I mean no one, will ever disrespect my family and my little sister. So if this bullshit will continue, I am not going to be a happy camper. I'm just saying this for future reference. I am not going to be a very, very happy camper. I'm going to be a pissed off camper. I know a lot of you kids in the school that have been, no, not happen, that have younger siblings that might be coming to this school. I would recommend keeping a close eye on them so they don't try and get in trouble. I'm just saying this out of a warning to every student and every parent that is listening to this show. I don't know if you guys are or are not, but whoever's listening is listening. I just want you all to be very careful when it becomes this kind of a serious issue. I understand that you guys have some advantages and disadvantages with the dress code. I can understand that, yes, but it's honestly going to be one of the worst things to be ever implemented into a school. And next year, we're just going to be a modified school for just four different sectors of learning. Business management and leadership, healthcare, sports, and I believe sciences was the other one. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed tonight's show of Constitutional Millennials, The Next Generation. Episode 4 or episode 5, I cannot remember. This is the update on RHS's dress code. I hope you guys have a fantastic evening. Good night, everyone. I'll give you the song Rascal Flatts, Mayberry. Good evening, have a great evening, everyone.
Like this world spinning faster than it did in the old days. So naturally we have more natural disasters from the strain of a fast pace. Someday was a day of rest. Now it's one more day for progress. People pass by and you call them by their first name. Watching the